Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Good morning, good evening, good night, good second breakfast. Whenever you are, wherever you are, my name is Laura Gonzalez, and I'd like to welcome you to this Lunatic Mondays today. Today in English, obviously. La semana que viene vamos en español. Every other week we alternate 1 week in English, 1 week in Spanish. If you don't speak English, don't worry about it. Stick around and learn. If you don't speak Spanish, well, come on up and learn a little bit of Spanish. This is a side effect of this show. We have been told that people are learning, and we are very, very proud about that. But enough about the learning. Or learning about languages. Today we're going to learn everything that is there to learn about Cheshire Moon. And I want to introduce them by reading their biography. Magical, musical, mystics Lizzie Crowe and Eric Coleman spin songs of myth and magic in the folksy pagan band Cheshire Moon. For 6 years with guitar and fiddle and mandolin, they've marked the footsteps of gods and goddesses into modern day streets. Uncovered the magic in the mundane of everyday life, and showed that if you can find it in your dreams, you can find it in the sidewalk if you tilt your head just right or left. I'd like to welcome Lizzie and Eric tonight. So, Lizzie, can you hear me? Are you there? How are you tonight?
Hi, Laura. Yep, I can hear you. I'm doing good. Thank you for having us.
And Eric, how are you tonight? Welcome.
I am doing very well. It is great to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. I want to begin the show tonight with a little anecdote that neither one of you know. And it is that I've been pagan, you know, since I was probably 16 years old. I started calling myself pagan just to scare people off and, you know, throw them off. In a very Catholic country, which is Mexico, and then when I discovered paganism here in the United States about 10 years ago, I started going to the pagan groups, and I started friending everyone that to me look or feel a little, you know, Hispanic or Latino. I know this is so silly and stupid and kind of like profiling. Guilty as charged. But that's where I saw Lizzie. I saw her photo and I'm like, oh my God, this person looks like so nice and friendly. And that's how I friended her. And we've been Facebook friends for about 10 years. And we coincide in a number of events here in Chicago. And later I find out, lo and behold, she's an artist and she sings and she has this group. And I'm like, what? So it was a great coincidence that I was going to meet you guys one way or another, but I'm very happy to be friends with you for so long. If you're not friends with Lizzie on Facebook, you need to get your act together, because her posts are always educational, inspirational, and a little heart-shaking. You know, she doesn't hold back, and that's why we love and admire her so much. And of course, Eric, we love you and admire you too, and that's why we have you tonight on the show. We're very happy to have you here. So tell me what you've been up to. I know you're working a lot. So, Eric, if you can tell us where you've been, where you're going to be.
It's been a crazy year. We were in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago. We played at Southeast Iowa Pagan Pride 2 weeks ago. My dates are always sketchy. Look at our, look at our webpage. Coming up, we're going to be playing a house concert Saturday night in Chicago, and of course, Chicago Pagan Pride on Sunday, and we're looking forward to that. We've been there 3 years in a row now?
4 years.
4 years in a row. That's why she's here, because she remembers these things.
Oh, is that why I'm here? Good to know.
That's one of the reasons. And then in a couple weeks after that, we're playing at Central Iowa Pagan Pride, which we've also done for 3 or 4 years now. I think we skipped a year.
We did skip a year.
We,
there was a scheduling conflict.
Yeah,
we ended
yeah.
up skipping a year, which made me very sad.
But, yeah, a lot of dear friends there. And then Indianapolis in November. And that's it for, between now and the end of the year at the moment. I think there's going to be one more show, but we haven't got that worked out yet. We're not going to get that worked out until next week. We're also writing a song a week right now. S.J. Tucker and Renee Jansky pulled us into this songwriting group. And every Monday we get a prompt. And by Sunday night we're supposed to have a completed song uploaded into the group. And we just uploaded 35 or 36 this week.
Number 35.
Number 35. Song number 35 was uploaded. So we've written 35 songs this year.
It's been both terrifying and a creative fountain. It's been absolutely wonderful, and it's the most terrifying thing that I have ever done creatively. It has just been insane.
You
and
know,
it's been so much fun.
Go ahead, Eric.
No. Go ahead. It was just kind of finishing our thought, because we do that.
So not only your musical path is wonderful, but I have to say it because I'm cheesy. I was going to say a bad word, but I stopped myself. I'm very cheesy, and I'm also in love with you because your career story is also a love story. And, of course, we all go, oh, because your love story is also wonderful. So, but I don't want to go ahead of myself. The first thing that I want to ask you, which is what I ask almost all my guests on the show, is how do you encounter yourself into paganism? And so whoever wants to go, I guess ladies first, Lizzie, how do you find yourself into the path of paganism?
It is something that I came across very naturally as I was a teenager. I was raised Christian, and I was the one who was always asking the awkward questions that no one could ever answer in Sunday school. I was the one who was finding the holes in the stories and not understanding why things didn't connect. And so it was a little difficult for me to make the connections of, you know, how everything was coming together. And actually, I got a job at a bookstore when I was 17 and came across my first fellow witch. And she said, oh, when I was explaining, you know, the problems I was having with the church, she's like, oh, here's a book you should read. And that's how I got turned on to Silver Ravenwolf's work, which, of course, led me to Steve Cunningham. And after that, the rest was just history. I just dove into the rest of the Llewellyn Library. And the amazing wake-up call as I was, you know, coming into adulthood and finding this incredible, you know, energetic center of my life that I didn't know I was missing. And it was so perfect because it fit everything that I had been feeling and everything that I had been seeing in my own life. And I realized that there were names for these things, that other people felt and saw these things in life and in nature. And I realized, okay, here I am. And here we go.
I think for a lot of people, we have similar situations where we find out that things have names and they are called this and that, or that abilities actually have names. And it is a wonderful journey. So thank you for sharing, Lizzie. And Eric, I don't know you as well, unfortunately, as I know Lizzie. We just became Facebook friends because, duh, I was sleeping. But are you also a pagan? And how was your path, if that's the case?
Lizzie says that I'm the most pagan deist that she's ever met. If asked to define myself, I usually say that I'm a Jeffersonian deist. For me, it's a matter of I've studied a whole lot of different paths, and I was kind of raised a Quaker. So I was raised with a lot of those ideals and still kind of follow a lot of that, but I suppose that you know, I keep leaning more and more in my wife's direction because I look at just kind of the sensibility of it and just kind of common sense of it. She's looking at me going, you know, you should say something, and I can't tell what it is because I'm in my headphones. And also, I mean, for me, a lot of what I believe in came out of the way that I see energy work from, you know, being on stage for the last 45 years. She and I have talked about energy manipulation and how to utilize that in songwriting, in performing, in just life. So my beliefs are a little more diffuse, but, you know, still very much part of it.
And, you know, I will say probably, like in the case of my husband, who grew up Catholic and went into Christianity for a minute or two and then came back to nothing. He says he believes in a higher power. But then sometimes when I ask about some, you know, huge trouble that I'm having in life, and his answer is like one of a wise sage, and I'm like, okay, you are a witch, honey. You know? So, Lizzie, I guess we're
the
same channel,
too.
Right? Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah,
that's something that Lizzie and I experience a lot as well.
Yeah. One day he almost got into an accident and he came back and the words out of his mouth were directly and exactly, the angels, your mom, my son, God and God is mostly looking up to me because I didn't get into an accident. And I'm like, yeah, that's a witch. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And also
thank you to all
the energies up there. So you told us about your path in paganism. And I want to ask you about your path in music. But before I do that, I want to very quickly say thank you to all the people that are connected into the chat room already. We have my friend B. Westrick. Thank you, B, for listening. We have a couple of guests, and we have Skating Angel. And for the people who are as guests, you're all welcome to stay and remain as guests and kind of like on the wraps. But if you connect into the Blog Talk Radio with your Facebook name, then you can actually chat on the chat room. And also, if anybody has questions for Lizzie and Eric, please send them privately to Witchcool. I am Witchcool. This is me. Hi, I'm doing a little hi icon on the chat room. That's me. So if you have questions, please send them directly to me. I don't know how to speak English. And yes, thank you for that. So Eric, you mentioned that you've been on stage for 45 years. Tell us, how is the muse of music taking you into this wonderful path?
It's been a really crazy ride. I started as a drummer in just various rock bands in high school in the mid 70s. In 77, I was in Iowa's first punk band, which was called White Lunch. We never really played anywhere, but we wrote a bunch of songs and practiced a lot and then kind of fell apart. And various members of that went on to form some other Iowa punk bands. I was in a lot of bands in the 80s. And I went from drums to lead singer to keyboards to guitar to not playing for a real long time. I kept writing and I kept working on my playing, but I didn't perform for 15 years. And 2000s, my now ex-wife kicked me out of the house one night, said, you need to go to this open mic and start playing again. And I've been writing for about 10 years. I did this solo kind of comedic singer-songwriter thing and got very involved with the Funny Music people and everything else. And did that, put out a few albums, performed a ton of shows, and went back to drums with my band Toy Boat, who still exists. I'm not a member of the band anymore. And then I was going back to writing, really writing seriously on the guitar. and I was writing music that didn't fit the solo performer, didn't really fit the hard rock of Toy Boat. It was a little floatier, a little folkier, you know, and then I heard this young woman who I'd met once or twice sing and went, there's the voice for it, and think much else past that. I thought, you know, we'll have a good time playing music. And then we started talking, and, you know, Cheshire Moon happened, and we happened, and that's been going now for, you know, well, ever since, a little over 7 years.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Eric, for sharing. And Lissy, how was your journey into music? I always believe one is born into those paths, but tell us a little bit about your path.
My path kind of got set for me by my mother. She was a concert pianist. And so one of my earliest memories is her playing the upright piano that was in our house. I was about 3 years old, and I would climb underneath the keyboard, and I would have my back up against the soundboard, and I would actually feel the music kind of pouring into me as she would play things like Clair de Lune and Rhapsody in Blue, and she was absolutely amazing. But that was, you know, her music, you know, came into me very, very early. And so I was a classically trained musician from starting at the age of 9. And I was originally trained on the violin, but I had to give that up when I was 16 because I started having problems with the muscles in my jaw. Anyone who's ever had TMJ understands that that can be a real killer. And so I had to give up my instrument for 17 years. And actually, it was Eric who showed me the technique that was necessary to get that instrument back just about 3 years ago. So really grateful for that. But I've been singing since I was able to talk. My mother said that, you know, I've been singing almost since it was almost the second thing that came out of my mouth. And it's something that I always loved. It was something that I never thought I would be able to really do anything with. But music has always been so integral to my life as well as my path because sound is something that I associate with so deeply and so strongly, and resonance energetically is something that I utilize within my path a great deal. And so this just became a natural extension of all of it. You know, being able to work with Eric has been one of the most amazing things ever. And living with him is kind of fabulous, too.
I bet. So Eric told us a little bit about, you know, he found you, and then he said, this is the voice I want for my music. And then you started playing together. So tell us, how did you choose the name? It's kind of self-explaining, but I want to know who picked the name, because it's just fabulous.
We'd been at Strollers.
I'm sorry, Eric. I had you muted, and I didn't hear the beginning of your comment. Please go ahead.
Okay. We didn't pick the name. There's a story that which I will get to here there's a lead into it. We had been at Stroller Fest in St. Louis with a lot of the, you know, S.J. Tucker, Ginger Doss, Tricky Pixie, and it was before we'd started really doing music together. We had performed together once at that point, but it was the first weekend that we spent together. It was also the weekend we wrote our first song, and we went into the weekend, both of us kind of with the attitude of, this is nice, it probably won't last very long, personally, because we knew that we were, you know, starting dating, and walked out of the weekend going, well, we're really in trouble, and we were trying to come up with a name for this new thing. And our friend Zap Esler texted me, I believe, on like the following Tuesday and said, Cheshire Moon. And I hopped online as fast as I could going, there's got to be a band called that. It's too obvious of a name for there not to be a band called that. And I searched and searched. There had been one record put out in the early 90s by a band called Cheshire Moon, and that had ceased to exist, you know, years and years ago. No one had ever used it, so it's like, that's us. And Zap knows us. She's one of our dearest friends. was in our wedding, you know, is one of those people who, you know, she gets everything from us before anybody else does because, you know, she's part of the band. But she kind of understood the direction we were going to end up going, I think, before we did, and came up with the ideal name. So, yeah, no, it's all up to Zap. She's the one who really gave us that final bit of the identity.
Is that how you remember it, Lizzie?
Yep, he's absolutely right. That is exactly how it happened.
Yes.
And I always thought it was Lizzie who came up with the name, and it's good to know that I was wrong and that you have such a cool story about it. So how long is Cheshire Moon as a group being active?
We've been active 6 years.
6 years coming up next week.
That's right.
September 10th is when Strollerfest started in St. Louis six years ago. So really 6 years ago next week.
So this is kind of a question of like the chicken and the egg. So what was first? Are you dating or are you playing together?
We played music together first. The dating came after and sort of as a result of. But the music definitely came first.
She got up and sang a couple songs with me on one of my solo shows the previous February. And we had talked a lot about what we wanted to do, but we hadn't had a chance to get together and really work on anything. And we went to MuseCon Zero. MuseCon is a convention in Chicago about creativity. It's about arts and hobbies and music and anything that you do creative. They will do workshops about it. They'll have knitting workshops. They have, you know, music workshops. They have electronics workshops, just all kinds of things. And we spent a lot of that weekend just kind of hanging out and talking. And, you know, that's kind of where we began. And then a month later, spent a weekend, and that's where it all began.
That is where it started.
And how long you been married?
We've been married for 6 years.
We were married the following. We were married. It's a complicated story. We did a little quick legal, quiet legal marriage the following April, and then did the big friends and family wedding in August.
We got married in 2011, and we started dating in 2010.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Sorry to ask about all
right.
these personal questions, but it's like, to me, you're like, oh, so cool, you know, pair of lovebirds that are, you know, doing their thing together. And, speaking of doing your thing together, how is the process of writing the music? Like, who writes what? And I know it's probably silly, but for someone who doesn't write music but loves music so much, it's always so intriguing and fascinating to learn the process of how the songs come from and how they begin and how they get started.
Our process doesn't really have a process. It's kind of whatever works. I write almost all the lyrics. And he writes almost all of the music. This year, we've been part of the 52 Songs in 52 Weeks project, and that has been the vast majority of where our creative work has been coming from. That's where the inspiration has really been coming from week to week. We'll get the prompt. He'll either come up with a piece of music, or I'll start coming up with lyrics, and we'll see how that fits, how it feels, and what kind of music we think should go with it, and then we'll go from there. Occasionally he will see the prompts that we get, and he will have a piece of music in mind, and he will play it for me, and when he does things like that, we will record it on one of our iPads, so we have video of it, so that he remembers how to play it, and B, I have it so that I can listen to it as I'm writing while he's not around. That way, I've got the melody that I can work with, and he could go back to it and reference exactly how he played it. So when we get together and put it back together as a whole piece, it's a lot easier on both of us.
That is amazing. Yes, it is.
Sometimes, sometimes she will simply hand me a finished set of lyrics with chords and everything else. And sometimes, I'll just start playing something and she'll go, that's it. And, I'll play a little bit of something and she'll, work around it. And then she'll say, give me something else, and I'll come up with something else around it. And we've got a song. It changes a lot from song to song.
It is a live entity. Totally,
yes.
In my opinion,
it's always very organic.
Just like, yeah. And it's so cool that, as you mentioned, you back yourself up with technology. And I guess back in the day, they didn't have that. And now it's so cool to see people that integrate technology into doing and creating these wonderful pieces of art. And speaking of your music, obviously, just by the name of the song, I do have to ask you, where did this come from? It's kind of like logical, but who writes a song that says Lucky Loves You?
That was me.
Where was that born?
Well, we've had a joke in the house for a little while now. Occasionally, things will go slightly sideways, but there are certain tricksters that you don't necessarily want to invoke the name of when things start going sideways, unless you really want them to keep going sideways. And Loki is one of them. Loki and Coyote both are two that you don't invoke the name of unless you really want things to go absolutely nuts, because they will take it as a challenge. And they certainly have in this house. So the idea that the summoning and connecting with the entity of Loki is maybe not necessarily the best plan, is sort of how that song came about. And, Loki loves you, hang on, sort of is how the song came about.
Well, tell her about the first time that we tried to do the song live.
Perfect example. The first time we tried to do the song live, I keep all of my lyrics on my iPad because my memory just doesn't work anymore. So we keep our song lists and all of our lyrics on the iPad so that we can reference them. And so when this song came up in the first show that we were going to play it in, I tried to look up the lyrics and they were gone. They were just gone. They were not in any list that I had. They were not in the song list for the show. They were nowhere. Absolutely gone. And I was like, really, dude? This song is for you. Why can't I take the song? And so we had to skip it the first show. But the way I see it, I was kind of asking for it.
Well, I can totally sympathize with that, because the first time I did my Day of the Dead workshop, that I wanted to do it like openly for the masses so everybody knew about this goddess or this guiding essence on the Aztec lore, there was like three people in the audience, and I'm like, oh, okay, I guess she don't want to be called goddess because she's not a goddess. But yeah, they kind of do things like that. You don't want to trick them.
You just kind of have to go with it.
Yeah, I guess, it with me has been like, okay, show me that you know who I truly am. And I'm like, okay, I will stop calling you goddess. So that's why I correct myself every time I talk about her. She's not a goddess. Don't call her goddess. And then I can talk about her. But it's fantastic. Thank you, guys. All these anecdotes are just priceless, and I'm in love that your audience is listening, and I'm in love. There are people on the phone here on Q that they're listening. We have Darren on the chat room. We have Skating Angel, a couple of guests, and we're going to play precisely Lucky Loves You. So hang in there, and we'll be right back with more here with Cheshire Moon on Lunatic Mondays. We'll be right back.
Show what you're looking for. looking for. Mirror glass upon the floor. Your heart runs cold against the night and leaves you with naught but fright. We're out of broken mirror, drift a figure gold and green. But once you see those eyes of picture, you're sure to see that Loki loves you. Loki loves you. Loki loves you. And you better hold on tight. Your altar of amber, your cloak of red. Got more than you asked for, but you made your bed.
Mondays, Lunes, Lunaticos, the very first and only bilingual show for Pagans Tonight Radio Network. My name is Laura Gonzalez. Recuerden que estamos bajo la misma luna, whether in English or in Spanish, we're under the same moon on Lunatic Mondays. This is a show that is sponsored by Witchcool.com. We're very thankful to them. And I want to give a big shout out to our station manager, Pamela Kelly, without whom we could not have had done this work, and I'm going to totally announce it and paste it and send it here on the chat room. As a collective, my dear friend Cristian Ortiz, Jorge Gradilla, and I put together a symposium as a celebration for World Goddess Day. And World Goddess Day was yesterday, and the symposium started on the 31st. And it's not that you have to sign up. It's not that you have to go and be at a certain time in a certain place. It's all online and it's all free. All of it is free and you can access it. And we have a number of lecturers that are amazing. And yes, I'm going to list them very quickly. We have Selena Fox. We have Monica Govin. We have Rosemary Nostelic. We have Tarwe Hordoster. We have Phyllis Kurot. We have Claudine Prieto, Cristian Ortiz, yours truly, Laura Gonzalez, Jessie Matthews, Monica Glusman, Jorge Gradilla, Ness Bosch, Monica Salas, and Nuria Anami. These are all priestesses, goddesses, priests, people that work the path of the goddess. And this is all a work that was done for free. It's absolutely free. You can access all of the lectures. You can download them and you can keep them forever. And please help us spread the word. This was a work that was done out of love. And a lot of us are bilingual. There are a number of lectures that are both on English and Spanish. And so you can listen to them. And in the future, we're looking for, you know, to add more languages into this kind of celebration. So please spread the word and listen. Thank you, Darren. He's saying, I listen to most of them and they're awesome. Thank you, Darren, for always, we always have your support and it's really invaluable. Thank you so much. And now coming back to Lunatic Mondays, we will have the next show, September 11, is going to be in Spanish. So for those people who know Spanish, we're going to have Dr. Gabriela Aguilera, and she's going to be talking about auriculoterapia, hearing therapy, something about the ears. I don't know how to translate that to English. I'm sorry. But she's a psychologist, and she also walks the path of the goddess, and she does holistic alternative healing. And it seems to me very interesting how that can be combined in one person and how she, you know, heal people in such holistic way. Also in Spanish, on September 25th, please join us with Carolina Amor. She's going to be talking about astrology. This is all going to be in Spanish. Carolina Amor is coming later towards the end of the year to do astrology in English. But for now, please come and listen to her in Spanish on September 25th. And on September 18th, this is going to be our next show in English. We're going to have Kari Tauring talking about the Nordic root traditions. She's a Boba, and she does all this Nordic tradition that is so fascinating. So please join us. And we're going to have a special guest that day. We're going to have my dear friend Sandy Fu, that she's going to be talking to us about the Triskel Trade Show that is coming up on October 14th here on Addison, a little bit south of Chicago. So don't miss the shows. They're going to be great. And please come and join us on the page of Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. That is on Facebook, Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. And if you look on the pinned post of the page, there are all the shows, because all the shows are archived and recorded. And you can find them on the archive of Pagan Tonight Radio Network. And you can also find them on the archive of eBooks, where we, you know, upload them. And also you can find them on my website, www.brujalauragonzalez.com. That is www.bruja, and then my name, lauragonzalez.com. And of course, I'm going to throw my commercial there. You know, I'm a tarot reader. I'm a professional tarotologist. So also, if you need me to help you on your path, please put me to work. shameless self-promotion. How about that? Welcome back to our guests, Cheshire Moon, Eric Coleman, and Lizzie Crowd, and Eric Coleman. How are you guys?
Doing great.
And I have a question for you. How about those Pagan Pride Day events? Aren't they the best?
They are. Chicago's is coming up very, very soon. It is, in fact, this coming Sunday. We are so excited.
I love it because I just basically, we get there, you know, we set up, we play, whatever, and then I see her run past me occasionally. Because she's just gallivanting everywhere and just, you know,
Chicago
grinning.
Chicago is my home pride. I lived in Chicago for 10 years. I get to go home, basically, and see everyone that I love and be part of that community again. And this is one of the one days a year I get to see everybody all at once. I don't have to make any special arrangements to have everybody at dinner. You know, everyone's in one place, and I can hug everybody at once and be part of this community again. That makes me so happy.
She's adorable.
She is, and she's a hugger just like I am. Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, yeah.
So of course, when Lizzie and I collide, it's like the hug of the century, because it's like she's a hugger, I'm a hugger, so it's like, yes, we're together. I love, there is a picture out there floating on the internet. Lizzie and I, she's wearing a dress all colorful and beautiful with like tie-dye, and I'm wearing this black dress. And it reminds me so much of this meme of I think it's a macaw or some one of those very colorful birds and a crow, and one is telling the other, you know, hippie goth. It's like, yeah, that's all.
Oh, yes, I've seen that. Yes, it's adorable.
And that's all, but I'm not the crow. You actually are the crow. And this is a sideway towards this song that we're going to listen to later that is called Corbus. Can you tell us how that song was birthed?
I received the name Crow at the age of 9. My father's ethnic background is part Cherokee. My mother's is part Paiute. And I received my name at the age of 9 of Crow. It was given to me by my older sister, who is the raven in the family. And, you know, the Corvids run very, very deep in our family. And it's just something I've always been very heavily connected to. One of the goddesses that I work with is the Morrigan, the banshee goddess of Ireland, the guardian of the gates, the goddess of the crows, basically. And, she's called the Phantom Queen. She's called the Queen of Crows. And it's something that has always, been a part of me. And I thought, hey, there's a song here somewhere. And so the more I thought about it, the more it started pecking at me. And it was pecking and pecking and pecking and pecking. And finally the song decided to come out. And when it did, this is what happened.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fabulous song that we're going to listen to a little bit later. But kind of backtracking into Pagan Pride, we're going to have an amazing lineup for Pagan Pride. And I'm going to take a minute away, but not completely from you guys. Just to talk a little bit about the entertainers that we're going to have at Pagan Pride this year. We're going to have the Gypsy Travelers. We're going to have Something Different. We're going to have, obviously, Cheshire Moon. We're going to have Sentinel Grove, Adnan Arif and the Alter Ego, and Spiral
mm-hmm.
Rhythm, DJ Jander.
Oh, looking forward to that
one. Val Leventhal. And I hope I read the names correctly because, no speak English. And for folks that are still thinking about coming to Pagan Pride, some of the workshops, this year we went above and beyond. I say we, Twyla York, who organized this whole thing. The little energizer bunny that puts it all together, Twyla, we love you.
She's amazing.
Oh, my God. Isn't she? She don't stop. She don't stop.
She doesn't stop, and it's amazing that everything that she does. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know how she does it. I couldn't do it.
You have to have that kind of energy. That's why I call her lovingly the Energizer Bunny, because she don't stop. So some of the workshops, very quickly, Lawson Bowen Bear, talking about mythical herbs to claim your sacred space. We will have Tineki Devout, Quick and Dirty Tarot. We will have Rosina Mostardini talking about Tuscan runes. We're going to have John Halsted, Pagan Activism for Non-Active Pagans. Wink, wink, I'm going to be on the panel discussion of that workshop. Then we have Jennifer Weaver talking about the Path of Chaos and its magic uses today. And we're going to have yours truly talking about activism and paganism. We're going to have Selena Fox talking about activism with Lady Liberty. We're going to have Cindy Moons, The Exploration of the Unknown. Amanda Hamlin, Runes as Guides in Your Spiritual Journey. And Eric Kenron with Empathic Self-Defense, And obviously, we're going to have Phyllis Kurot on Beyond the We Can Read, Grounding Pagan Activism in the Sacred. So this is going to be really an amazing Pagan Pride. And obviously, we're going to have you guys. How long is your set? Where are you going to be located? Do you have any idea of this yet? Or where are we going to find you on Pagan Pride? I know Liz is going to be jumping and hugging everybody, but where is your act going to be, and at what time?
We are performing, I believe, at 11 a.m. And hang on, because I saw the schedule, and I've got to find the schedule again. I'm sitting at my computer now. But, yeah, no, we are playing at 11 a.m., I think, in that kind of southeast corner of the main house there. That's one of the stages. It's kind of right in the middle of the space. It's easy to find. And I think I got to double check with Twilight, because I think we're playing in the only place where there's power, because we usually use at least a small PA. So it's 11 a.m. That much I know.
Okay, I'm kind of looking. Yeah, 11 a.m. area, entertainment area 2, from 11 to 12, Cheshire Moon. Yep, and this is going to be fantastic. We also have, of course, vendors and all kinds of goodies. And so we are really looking forward to have you guys and to see you perform. And it's 1 hour set, so bring your chair and plop yourself down there and just listen to this wonderful act. I've seen you probably a couple of times, and it's always really, like, amazing. And, of course, I don't get to see you at Pagan Pride because guess what? I'm working. But everybody else who is there to enjoy the day, please do so. You know, every other year I think I'm not going to work this year and I'm just going to enjoy it. But it just never happens. You know, you always want to, like, be there and doing your thing. But, yeah, it's great. Guys, what is next for Cheshire Moon? Where are you going to be presenting? I know you're going to be in Pagan Pride, Chicago, obviously. But if you could tell us a little bit of other alternative dates and places where you're going to be playing next or before Pagan Pride.
The night before Pagan Pride, we're going to be in doing a house concert in Chicago. The link for that is on our website as well as on our Facebook page. The seating for that is very limited, so if you're not able to come to Pagan Pride but you still like to see us, you can come to that event, but you will want to RSVP for that. After Pagan Pride in Chicago is Central Iowa Pagan Pride on September 23rd. We're going to be playing at 1 o'clock. That's going to be in Des Moines, Iowa, so we're going to be playing there. And then on November the 18th, we're going to be playing at Game Paradise in Indianapolis, which is where my family currently lives. So we're going to be playing, their store has just moved locations, and so they're doing a series of music events in celebration of that, and we're one of them. So we get to bring out all of our gamer songs and all of our geekiness, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Because along with being pagans, we're also giant nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nothing wrong with that. I love that of our community, you know. And talking about their website, if you want to go on their website and learn everything about Cheshire Moon, I'm sharing it on the chat room right now. It's www.cheshiremoonband.com. And you can also buy their music. Can you please tell us about how we can purchase your music?
The easiest way to purchase our music is actually through our Bandcamp page. CheshireMoon.bandcamp.com is the easiest place to listen to our music as well as purchase it. You're able to stream. So you can, if you're looking for a specific song that you want, you can find it that way. You can purchase whole albums. You can actually listen to everything that we've put out so far, because we have 3 full-length albums. We have 3 EPs as well. Our most recent album came out this year. It's called The Midnight Contingent. It came out in May, and it's a lot of fun. So all of that is available, CheshireMoon.com.
And you can buy CDs on the website as well if you're one of those people who still wants physical media. Plus also shows.
Hey,
we always have stuff with this at shows.
I think it's always nice to have the actual physical CD. I like that. But call me old-fashioned. I remember the 45, so, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
We still have a bunch of those.
They were good times.
Yeah.
They were good times. Well, we're going to go into a little bit more of music. And, Lizzie, you told us an amazing story about the song. So now we're going to enchant everyone with the powers of Corvus. We will be right back with more here on Lunatic Mondays with Lizzie Crow and Eric Coleman talking about Cheshire Moon, Chicago Pagan Pride, and all of the other stuff. We'll be right back.
Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go. Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go.
Yeah, I'm a real night crawler, come out in the day. Watch
marching up and down the road for my next meal, roadkill. Will do just fine, or a mouse that the cat couldn't find. I'm a real tough cookie with a story on my back. I got that sudden something, and a quip for every quill. Hold still, and you just might catch me on my next flight. So won't you come and join me for a dance, my dear? Learn a trick or two along the way. Never be afraid to let your voice be heard. We'll dance your fear of flying away. What goes up must come down, but getting up there's half the fun.
Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go. Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go.
In a world where anything can be thrown away, I got my pick of the litter. Pick it out, pick it up, take it away. Sweet talk and a squawk in every word I say. Oh brother, won't you come out and play? 'Cause murder's not a dirty word where I'm from. I hold space for shadows spinning yarns in midair. Here, kitty, kitty, with a few laughs to spare, doesn't mean you want to take me on for that mouse right there. Fuzzball never knew what hit him.
Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go. Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go.
So in the early morning, when the fog's rolling in, keep an eye on those streets, 'cause if I'm sitting in, you'll know that it's just another night on the town for a winged scrounger who sure gets around. So won't you come and join me for a dance, my dear, and learn a trick or two along the way. Never be afraid to let your voice be heard. We'll dance your fear of flying away.
Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go. Jack, Tom, Magpie, Raven, Crow, living in the places where the shadows go.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans Unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
And we're back here live in Lunatic Mondays, Lunes Lunaticos. My name is Laura Gonzalez. Laura Gonzalez. You can find me and everything about me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, on www.bruja, that is V as in boy, R-E-U-J-A, then my name, Laura Gonzalez, so brujalauragonzalez.com, and I'm obviously going to be doing readings, tarot readings at Chicago Pagan Pride, but also as a kind of like alternate or link event for Chicago Pagan Pride this year, we have the presence of Phyllis Currot here in Chicago. And I'm going to read you a little bit about the flyer that Twyla put out there for Phyllis. Attorney, activist, author, come meet and listen to the groundbreaking attorney responsible for changing the way the world sees and legally acknowledged modern-day pagans. International best-selling author Phyllis Currot, as she speaks about the need for us to acknowledge and follow the blueprint set by Mother Earth at this critical juncture for humanity. Limited tickets. Please get your ticket today. The talk is going to be at 7 p.m. on Friday, September 8th at Q4 Radio Studios. This is 2643 West Chicago Avenue. Again, 2643 West Chicago Avenue, 7 p.m. on Friday, September the 8th. So don't miss this event. It's going to be pretty cool. And shout out obviously to Phyllis, as she was part of the Goddess Symposium, the Goddess Day Symposium, and she is just fantastic. We were on the phone for hours, like figuring out how to get her recording out there, and you know, she's fantastic. She like never gave up. She's like, I want to make sure that I'm on this symposium. So she's great. Come meet her in person, and I'm sure it's going to be a great experience. And also come meet all of us in person. We give great hugs, don't we, Lissy?
Yes, we do. The hugs are
and
free.
I'm
and
sure Eric. Yes, they're free. They're free, and they're GMO free also. They're all natural.
Yes.
I always like to say that stupid thing. Well, you are busy all the time. Are you touring all the time, or is just like around this Pagan Pride season that you tour?
We do generally about one or two shows a month. We both work full time jobs. We don't do the music full time. We do anywhere between about 20 to 30 shows a year. We did 33 shows one year, and it was too much. With working full time as well, but no, we try to do one or two shows a month, and that seems to work out nicely for us. We'd love to do it more, but hasn't worked out that way yet.
Yeah, and it's obviously you two carrying all your instruments and managing your stuff, and it's like believe me, I can empathize. There's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a one-person band. You're a two-people band, and I'm sure it's still, you know, a whole lot of work to pile up for two people, you know. It's like, wow. But we're so thankful to have you on Pagan Pride again this year. We have you, like you say, for like 4 years in a row. And even
mm-hmm.
though I cannot sit in front of you and listen, I promise you I can hear you because we usually kind of close. And I remember,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before, that I actually had time to give each other hugs, so that was great. And looking forward to see you this year, and looking forward to see how successful it is, your event, your home event the night before. So is there anything else that I haven't asked you that you have the need to get out there before we go into the tarot reading for the week?
We did want to mention that for the 52 songs in 52 weeks project, we are publishing those songs each week on Patreon. So you can actually find those on patreon.com/Cheshire Moon. It's $1 per week. You get the a demo of the song. And at the end of the year, we will be putting together a compilation album of a handful of these songs, not all of them, of course, because that would be way too long. But we're going to put together an album of a bunch of these songs. If you go, instead of $1 a week, if you go for $2 a week, you get to vote on which songs go on the album. So it's a fun time.
And where we can find that again?
Patreon. Patreon.com/Cheshire Moon.
And there's
awesome.
There's a link to that on our website.
Yes.
Okay. And to remind everybody, the website is www.CheshireMoonBand.com, and their Bandcamp
yes.
is CheshireMoon.Bandcamp.com. And without further ado, let us do the reading for the week, because we still have another song to listen, and that is Call Me Home. And I want to hear everything about how it was born, because it's also another enchanting and beautiful song. So I'm going to go really quickly into the reading of the week. So my apologies. I always do the reading before the show. There isn't a way I can do the show and the reading at the same time. But I promise you, is with the energies of today and for the whole week. It was done like an hour and a half ago. So here I go. Reading for the week of September 4th, 2017 for Lunatic Mondays, courtesy of Tarot by Laura. And I do a three-card pool, a tendency, a what to do and what not to do. So tendency, Six of Pentacles. The energies for this week are presented by the Six of Pentacles. This card represents an even and effortless flow of abundance, health, and wealth in general. It shows us a person giving and two people receiving. Whether you're on the giving or receiving end, don't let your pride or ego get in the way and disrupt this natural flow. What goes around comes around. In whichever position you are on this card's image, be grateful. What to do? Ace of Cups. The full potential of the element of water. What a blessing. It is as if Source itself was telling you, I got you in the palm of my hand. Emotions might be flowing deep at this moment. Realizing that gratitude and love are the best feelings of the world can give you, well, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. I'm going to begin again. What to do, Ace of Cups. The full potential of the element of water. What a blessing. It is as if Source itself is telling you, I got you in the palm of my hand. Emotions might be flowing deep at this moment. Realizing that gratitude and love are the best feelings of the world can give you, well, the best feelings of the world. This card might indicate also a new beginning, marriage, birth, or even a new business partnership. Either way, love is the foundation. Can't ask for a better one. What not to do? We have the Nine of Swords. Things might be too good to be true, and we humans just don't know how to be happy sometimes. Thoughts of constant worry and devastation, waiting for the other shoe to drop, might keep us awake at night, or even worse, produce severe anxiety. Please don't go there. I believe the to-go place is gratitude. To be here and now, and grateful, counting our blessings, and not judging ourselves by our fear thoughts, but rather letting them go, and then be grateful that our reality is different from our imagination. Best of fortune to you all, and as always, I utilize the Rider Waite-Smith Tarot, and as I said earlier, you can find me at brujalauragonzalez.com. And without further ado, I welcome back Lizzie and Eric. I must ask you, where and when did Call Me Home was born?
Call Me Home actually came out of a trip that we took on the train, the Amtrak Empire Builder between Minneapolis and Seattle. I was actually born in Tucson, Arizona, and so I was born in a valley, and the Mesa Plateau was up to the north of us, and the Sonoran Desert was off to the south. And so when I say I was born at the foot of a mountain, I'm not kidding. I was born at the foot of the Mesa Plateau, and one of my favorite memories as a child is watching the storms that would come down the side of the plateau, and lightning would be striking on the ground as the storm would roll down, and you'd have sunlight coming from one side, and the storm would be rolling in from the other side of the valley, and it would just be absolutely gorgeous, and it was just so strange to see these two disparate, you know, weather patterns happening at the same time and being in the liminal space between them. It was just wonderful. And that's a lot of where this came from. And both my parents being Native American, that is a part of my heritage that I have always felt very strongly drawn to. And so that is a lot of the imagery that came from. The sun god that is referenced is Tawa. He is the Hopi sun god. He is one of the first sun gods that I actually learned about when I was a very small child, because the Hopi reservation was not too far off. And we got, and as children, we had a lot of contact with the Hopi and the Navajo as we were working, as we were learning, and we were bringing in religious leaders of various kinds to the school systems. So it was sort of just born out of my want to get my mountains back, because I miss them so much. I've spent so much of my life in the Midwest, and I miss my mountains so much. And getting on the train and going west and just being exposed to the Rockies again, I realized just how much I missed my mountains, and this song came out of that need.
Wow. That in itself is a piece of poetry, and thank you for giving us all the visual enchantment of what you grew up seeing. You know, as a person who grew up in Mexico City, believe me, I appreciate this kind of story. Yeah, Mexico City, you know, it's a wonderful city, but it's a city nonetheless, and there is magic in cities, and especially in Mexico, you know, we have all this ancestral
wow.
But yeah, there's nothing like the mountains. So we're going to say goodbye tonight with Call Me Home. But before we go, because I want the song to be the end of the show, I will give you guys the microphones to say goodbye to your listeners. We have Phil B. Wistray, Darren, and Skating Angel. And saying hi to everyone that will listen to the recording show later, or people who are listening right now but they're not in the chat room. A big shout out to everyone that listened to us on the podcast. So I would like to give you the microphone, Eric, to say goodbye tonight to your audience.
Thank you so much. This has been so much fun. And come see us play sometime. Performing is the center of our life. It's something that we love to do, and we love bringing the audience in.
And if we're
show.
Not coming anywhere close to you, you can always come see us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, and we have several live shows that are up. We have several individual songs that are on there, too. So you can still see us, even if we're not coming anywhere near you, because, you know, as we said, we can only travel so much.
Yeah. What is your YouTube channel, Cheshire Moon?
Cheshire Moon. YouTube.com/users/Cheshire Moon. There's also a link on the webpage.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Eric. And Lissy, if you want to say goodbye to your audience tonight.
Thank you guys so much for being with us this evening. We know you guys are busy. Thank you for sharing this evening with us. And it's just great to spend time with you guys. And thank you, Laura. Thank you for having us. This has been so much fun.
And we will see you next week.
Yes, we get to hug each other and we get to see each other, and I get to listen to you perform even if I'm the distance. And thank you so much for accepting our invitation and being on the show tonight. All the entertainers of Pagan Pride are the, you know, the core base of the event. So we wish that we could have everyone on the show, but time is of the essence. And of course, I overbooked myself, and then I'm like, oh my God, Pagan Pride is coming, and I don't have anyone. So thank you so much for being on our show tonight. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor to be part of the creative process of your music. It really is, for me, invaluable. It's just like amazing to know and to hear where the songs come from, because when you listen to music, it moves you within, and you don't know why it moves you, but it does. But I take advantage of my position and I ask these questions because I want to know exactly where they come from. And as Lissy, you said earlier, music and the vibration that moves you inside is in itself magic. So thank you so much for sharing your inner thoughts on your music and your inspiration. I'm very, very honored to be with you tonight. And without further ado, this is Cheshire Moon with Call Me Home. Thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. Thank you for those who listen to the podcast. And thank you for everyone that supports this show. And we'll see you on Pagan Pride, obviously, on September 10. And we'll see you next week with more here on Lunatic Mondays. Never forget that you are love. Good night.
Well, I was born at the foot of a mountain, but now the mountain calls me home. I can hear its voice upon the winds as all this world I roam. No matter where I journey on, there's just one place I call my own. And one day I'll get back to it, I know. I cut my teeth on the desert floor, took my first steps on the back of a horse. Once the storm flew down the canyon walls at night, where eagles fly. get cold for a fancy stand. I'll never get my bill. The fires burn and the people dance. I know one day I'll have my chance. For the mark of the world will come, I carry it still. Cause I was born at the foot of a mountain, but now the mountain calls me home.
To Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.